Okay, here we go. Hour number two, Monday, rolling right along. Mitchell Henderson is back with us tonight. Hello, Mitch. What have you been up to?
Yes.
Staying out of trouble?
Staying out of trouble, doing some research.
Good.
Hello?
Good.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's research, as in reading and thinking, like you always do, as in the average American no longer does. And they watch these idiots on the internet all repeating the same old crap over and over again, thinking they're hearing something unique. It's just, there are exceptions, but generally speaking, it's just garbage out there.
I know. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to listen to, find out what their strategy is in their own words. Instead of listening to it hearsay, somebody else commenting about it, I wanted to find some source documents. So nothing that they're trying to do is a secret. They have it all published out there. Okay. For example, the World Economic Forum, they published a more or less a pamphlet and telling people how to create propaganda to make us accept the Great Reset. Okay, so let me put it in their own words. I'm quoting here. Okay, because they want to convince people of these basic narratives. Okay, so quote. The Great Reset is a movement within the creative industry to keep hold of the positive environmental shifts that have happened during lockdown and embed these in society as the new normal. Read that to mean the new normal is to live in the totalitarian police state where everyone is compelled to obey and comply. Okay, so the next statement is, quote, right now we have a small window of opportunity to shape the future we want for our industry and society, because as we emerge, the pressure to go back to business as usual will intensify. In other words, they must never allow humans to be free again. They must make humans obedient. Okay, their next statement. We believe that the people in our industry have power and influence, but we need people, lots of people, to choose to use it. We need them to grab the opportunity to help shape a society that puts mankind and our planet's needs first and join the Great Reset. This is the new religion of mankind, must be scientific humanist wokeism. Which is a fancy way of saying Marxism.
Yeah.
Okay, so they say, they go on. They say, the world we once knew is never coming back. COVID-19 broke the world open, exposing parts of our collective reality that needed healing beyond the pandemic emergency. The result is the realization of a historic tipping point. Okay, this is why the BLM and critical race theory, anti-white hatred movement launched just after the lockdowns, along with pushing LGBT propaganda upon the most innocent of our children. Okay. Then to quote again, the pandemic is our immediate in-your-face reality, pressing upon us and presenting an opportunity for change. Collaborative, urgent action for climate justice is needed and long overdue. In other words, both the pandemic and anthropogenic climate change are lies, con games, meant to scare us into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it goes on. Under the heading of society, the World Economic Forum says, quote, society, at this level, green shoots of change can become most visible. Systemically speaking, pandemics have had an unusual effect on us. Unlike an economic crisis or a war, which are bound in complex cause-effect logics and structural histories, pandemics are chaotic. They operate more like random extinction events, simultaneously devastating many different links within our dense social ecologies. So the COVID pandemic is not random. It was planned out years ahead of time, even remarkably foretold by St. Anthony Fauci, who said live on air in 2017 that before Trump's presidency was over, there would be a global pandemic. Of course, Fauci himself nurtured the COVID virus and shepherded it in cahoots with the Chinese to create the pandemic. So this pandemic is not natural. It is man-made. Okay? So it continues in, under the heading of society. Generally speaking, these can be divided into four themes. One, a renewed sense of community spirit, so desperately sought after, especially in bigger cities, but never having an excuse to emerge. This is talking about collectivism instead of individualism, or communism instead of freedom. Two, a disruption in patterns of social status symbols, who is valued, what they are valued for, and the diversity of their backgrounds. In other words, multiculturalism and diversity,
sure.
Or simply hating whitey. Okay? So three, heightened awareness of global interdependence as both competition and collaboration are witnessed playing out in real time to different effects. In other words, global communism. Four, a renewed trust in scientific knowledge, risks, modeling, and the possibility for implementable adaptations. In other words, widespread belief in atheistic scientific humanist wokeism that places the individual human and his freedom as completely dispensable. So they go on. The pandemic highlights the unignorable truth of our fragile interdependence as a species. In confronting the reality of viral spread, we confront the limitations of our individualist competitive value systems. In other words, individuals do not matter. The very concept that caused over 200 million non-war-related murders of people by their Marxist governments in the 20th century, that's what matters. Because, you see, you have to understand that the planet is more important than the people upon it, okay? So the planet comes first under a fake climate crisis used as an excuse to exterminate as many humans as possible. Okay. So, over a year ago, on June 3rd, 2020, Prince Charles of the UK stated publicly, quote, "The pandemic is a chance to reset the global economy." Prince Charles presented a five-point plan to rebuild the global economy after the pandemic. One, to capture the imaginations and will of humanity. In other words, to brainwash humanity. Two, economic recovery must put the world on the path to sustainable employment, livelihoods, and growth, understanding incentive structures that have had perverse effects on our planetary environment, and nature herself must be reinvented. In other words, no more capitalism or free markets. The truth is, we can never control nature, our environment, or our environment. There will be no more merit in hiring or promotion. Okay. Three, systems and pathways must be redesigned to advance net zero emissions globally. Carbon pricing can provide a critical pathway to a sustainable market. In other words, make energy so expensive that it will enrich the global elites and impoverish humanity. It would, of course, be helpful if 7.5 billion humans would die. That way, the inefficient and expensive green energy will suffice. At other places, the global elite has stated clearly that the only way to save the planet is to exterminate 7.5 billion people. The Earth, according to them, can only sustain 1.5 billion people. This is the whole Agenda 21 concepts. Yeah. The mechanism to accomplish this is the COVID vaccine. Please step up, take the shot, and sacrifice yourself for the Earth. This is like some pagan nature religion that requires human sacrifice to enable the remain to live well. So four, science, technology, and innovation must be need reinvigorating. Humanity is on the verge of catalytic breakthroughs that will alter the view of what is possible and profitable in the framework of sustainable future. This is Orwellian doublethink. If scientists and engineers are not funded on the base of merit and incentive, what kind of bogus science will we have? And
right.
Then five, investment must be rebalanced. Accelerating green investments can offer job opportunities in green energy. The circular and bioeconomy, ecotourism, and green public infrastructure. In other words, accelerating green energy investments at the cost of petroleum energy will create famine and pestilence unparalleled in human history.
Great.
Okay, so let's go further back to May 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Rockefeller Foundation published a paper called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. One scenario was called Lockstep. I asked around, there's a few people who've heard of Lockstep, but many people have not heard of it. Okay. It speaks of a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership. Here I'm paraphrasing because the actual wording is very long and stuff. The cause of this will be a pandemic. See, they're predicting what's going to happen in the future.
Sure.
Even the most pandemic-prepared nations will be quickly overwhelmed when the virus streaks across the world. The pandemic will also have the deadly effect on economies. International mobility of both peoples and goods screech to a halt, breaking global supply chains. Even locally, normally bustling shops and office buildings will be empty for months, devoid of both employees and customers. However, the Chinese government's quick imposition of enforcement and mandatory quarantine for all of its citizens stops the spread of the virus. During the pandemic, national leaders around the world flex their authority, impose airtight rules and restrictions from mandatory wearing of face masks to social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Even after the pandemic fades, this more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities will stick and even be intensified in order to protect them from the spread of increasingly global problems, from pandemics and transnational terrorism to environmental crisis and rising poverty. Leaders around the world will take a firmer grip on power. Biometric IDs for all citizens.
Uh-huh.
All of this really sounds like what we're living in right now. And they predicted this
sure
in 2010. Now, they're not prophets. And actually, when I say predict, I shouldn't say predict. I should say they planned it. Okay. Because everything that's happening is all planned and all manipulated. Okay. How to establish IDs for all people that is infallible and at the same time tells you if someone is vaxxed or not. The COVID vaccine is the ID. A guy in Germany took a Bluetooth out and started reading people in the streets' IDs if they were vaxxed. Okay, if you're not vaxxed, the Bluetooth only work up close, but it'll give you an IP address for that person if they're vaxxed. Okay, so the Bluetooth reads the vaxxed MAC address format, which is 6 alpha numeric 2-digit numbers. Letters separated by colons. For example, it reads, a typical person will read something like this, 4A colon 60 colon AF colon 76 colon 47 colon 46 colon.
Hold on, Mitch, hold on.
Yes.
What is, are you saying column or colon? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Colon, you know, the two dots.
Oh, colon.
Like colon.
Oh, colon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Got it.
Okay. So there's six of them, and they're separated by the colons.
Huh.
Okay. This is your permanent barcode after you have taken the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
Curtailing travel is another thing that they want to do. So in the past week, I've been able to talk to two groups of soldiers in two different venues, one regular army and one National Guard. Both groups told me that they do regular training on setting up roadblocks at state lines.
Wait. This is important. They're doing regular training now to shut down interstate travel.
Right.
Are they going to? All right. Are they turning people?
Okay,
are they planning on turning them around, or are they going
to
just frisk them?
No,
what are they going to do?
It's worse.
Oh, God.
They check to see if you are vaccinated. If you are, you may pass. If not, they have an internment camp set up at the roadblock. It is only a fence of concertina wire around the camp. You cannot get out of the camp until you agree to get vaccinated.
Oh, no. Who told you this?
Soldiers. The soldiers that will be doing it told me this.
And the National Guard and regular
army.
You know these people.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Listen to this, Jeff. This is not even classified secret. An infantryman has no clearance, okay? Like military police, I think they have to have a secret clearance. But your regular infantrymen that will be manning the roadblocks, they don't even have a clearance. So all the training and all the stuff that they're doing is not even classified information. This is stuff that they can sit around and talk about, okay? So this internment camp is only a fence of concertina wire around the camp. You cannot get out of the camp until you agree to get vaccinated.
So you're out in the mud and the elements. It's like, this is like Eisenhower's death camps after World War II in Germany.
Exactly. Well, there is no food, water, or shelter in these roadside camps. No medical attention, no bathrooms. You have to stand out in the open until you get vaccinated. That's how they motivate you to get vaccinated. These are more effective when it is cold.
Will the United States
do something like that, Jeff?
It's a done deal.
Of course they do. Look at Del Rio, Texas, right now. What is that camp? That's just people out in the open.
Mitch, hold on.
Yes.
All right. This is going to be interstate travel. All right.
Right.
Are they planning on moving this intrastate within the states?
That would be up to the governors.
I hope so, and the county sheriffs.
What they're doing is they're setting it up at the state lines. The state lines would be a federal issue.
And what's the rollout? Any guess? Did they tell you?
No, they don't know when. Let me get to that point.
Mitch, I have an idea.
I talked to a military intelligence guy and asked him how true this was.
Hold on.
He said that they have been practicing this since 2003.
What I want to do is, after the break, I want you to rewind and go back to the beginning of that segment. It's not very long, and I'd like to go through that again. I want to make sure it sticks. This is crucially important. Now, for all of you who like to travel around this country, you better hope you've got a governor who's not a Bolshevik and who still has a backbone, and at least a county sheriff or two who will let you cross the border. I don't know how the county sheriffs are going to stand up. This is posse comitatus. This is illegal.
Yes, it is illegal.
Oh, man. All right, I'm disgusted beyond belief. But nothing new there, I guess. It's getting worse. It's getting worse, my friend. All right, go ahead. We've got another minute or two here. Tell me more about your sources. I don't want names. I don't want locations. But tell me who these people are.
Well, after I talked to the two different soldiers, groups of soldiers, and I spoke to them in different venues at different times, okay?
Right, right.
And they both told me basically the same thing, and they sort of, the way they expressed it is like, well, everybody knows this, you don't know this, you know? It's like, it's not a secret. But I wanted to double check, so I have a military intelligence source, and I talked to him, and he said, no, this is nothing new. He says, they started this in 2003. They started this training. They even created a new Army job listing called the 31 Echo, which is an internment resettlement specialist. Okay.
So they I've even seen have that job. I have seen that job description.
Army.
Yes. I've seen it.
To do this. Okay. So
Jesus, if you don't, you're going to have to stay in your house pretty soon and not go to the damn store even. Have somebody go for you. One third of America is not vaxxed. So, all right, hold on, gang. Just a minute. We'll come right back, and I'm going to ask Mitch to go through that again after this. Important material validated by Mitch and his contacts with the military. They've been practicing for years to set up interstate roadblocks, and now they're going to, apparently, from what we're hearing, under what federal mandate, I don't know, some executive order for the national welfare, they're going to take people out of their cars, put them in a concertina wire enclosure until they agree to take the kill shot. Tell us that from the beginning again, would you please, Mitch? Very important.
Okay, well, let me give you some background on this, too, so that you know that this is not actually really new, okay? So there was a Colonel Andrew Bacevich. He even published an article in The Atlantic, I think, and he said that our military needs to be pulled away from doing foreign wars and start being trained to focus on population control. Okay, so think about why have they been preaching hatred towards unvaxxed people and blaming unvaxxed people for everything. They always do this. Even in Rwanda, they just called the Tutsis cockroaches, and they murdered almost a million of them in a matter of no time at all. Okay, so they're even saying worse things about us. They're saying that unvaxxed people cause the death, cause mutations. These are all lies, but they say them, okay? So Andrew Bacevich, he was very persuasive in changing policy towards focusing training on American population control. Okay, you can see an example of the open internment down there in Del Rio. At least they have a bridge over their head, but they're in the open air, basically. A few people have tents.
Well, I'd like to know how 8,500 black Haitians managed to jump from Haiti and land under that overpass. Can someone explain that to me?
Well, they say they flew to South America and worked their way back up.
Right.
In other words, it's easier to get a visa to go to Mexico than it is to get a visa to visit the United
States. Do we believe that?
States.
I think they were flown right in, right near the border, and then just said, head north about 20 miles, and there it is.
That's more likely. Okay, I'll put it that way. Okay, another guy I wanted to introduce is a guy named David Kilcudden. And you know how Australia's turned into a total lockdown police state. But this is an Australian officer, Army officer.
Right.
And he was seconded to the Pentagon. And he pushed American policy towards a thing called littoral warfare. And littoral is littoral. In other words, coastal and riverine warfare. In other words, seize the coast, seize the major ports and stuff like that, and then you can control the interior of the country and stuff. Okay, so that this is all population control theory. So this has been talked about. This is in military doctrine. Every soldier can see this. Every Marine can see this. Every airman, every sailor can see that this is a concept of war that they have developed. So when these two groups of soldiers talked to me, okay, they're in uniform and they were working, okay, but when they talked to me, they in fact didn't think a lot about what they were saying. They just out and out said, "Yeah, we trained for this," and that is to set up roadblocks at state lines and check people whether they're vaccinated or not. In turning, the non-vax, they have to go into this internment camp right there at the roadblock, which is nothing more than a fenced off area, and you have to stay open air, no food, no water, no shelter, no sanitary places, nothing, just an open field, and they just put you in there in the weather, and that is to encourage you to your only ticket out of that camp is either death or take the vaccine. And, they're ordered to shoot people trying to get out, too. They can shoot to kill if you try to escape, okay? Now, keep in mind that there's no trial. There's no court hearing or nothing like that. This is what is called administrative law. They can administratively do this to you. And if under administrative law, there doesn't need to be any due process, okay?
I don't understand administrative law and how it supersedes state boundaries. I don't know this. This is new to me.
Well, for example, it's like
is this federal? It's federal administrative.
It's federal administrative law, and what it is that, well, they don't make everything a crime, but they have procedures for doing things, okay? And this is what administrative law is. It's the way that you administer some program or something, okay? In other words, when you go down to the welfare office, you're not dealing with legislative law. You're dealing with administrative law that's made up by bureaucrats, okay? They make up these rules. Okay, and there's no, and to administrative law, there's no appeals or anything. It's just, it has to be done this way, period. There's no way around it. Okay. So that's what the administrative law part of it is. So, we can see that this is like everyday thing. I mean, it's like, talk to your soldier friends. Talk to your military friends, you know. You're going to have some that will be open about it and some who are not going to want to say anything about it, okay? You might even have some people who are angry about it, okay? But generally, the soldiers go on training things and it's for some contingency and they don't even really think about it. So think since 2003 they've been doing this training. They even created a new job for soldiers to do this work, okay? And, they haven't implemented it yet. But things are moving on because remember back where I said that they cannot allow things to go back to normal, okay? They can never let us go back to the way things were before. That's their intention, and they're prepared to do anything they can to make that happen. Okay, so there was another thing in this Rockefeller Foundation 2010 report called Hack Attack. Okay, so under Hack Attack, under Hack Attack. It describes an economically unstable and shock-prone world in which governments weaken, criminals thrive and dangerous innovations emerge. It starts off by describing a world of unrelenting natural disasters and humanitarian crises. It speaks of the USA reallocating defense spending to domestic concerns. This goes back to what I was just saying about David Kilcuddin and Andrew Bacevich and what they turned American military policy into. Okay, and it says specifically, this is in 2010, pulling out of Afghanistan so those resources could be used at home and the Taliban take back over. It speaks of food and resource shortages. Violence and crime become more frequent and more intense with overtaxed police departments unable to control it. Okay, so this is happening between defund the police and police quitting to avoid the vaccine. Overtaxing the police is obviously artificially induced.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they said here in my town that they have coming in at night like the highest priority 9/11 call, and they haven't got a single officer to send to it. This city's lost 100 officers since the beginning of the year.
Okay. Right, I got it, yeah.
So okay. Criminal gangs grow more powerful and bigger because of rampant unemployment, the lack of effective law enforcement, and uncontrolled national borders. So this is very intentional. Okay. Bad batches of vaccines are detected and people become very resistant to taking vaccines. We've seen this in the news, like bad batches in Japan that they had to trash millions of doses of Moderna because they could see particulate matter in it and they didn't want to give shots of it to people. So AstraZeneca was taken away from some countries because of bad batches. So they're talking about something in 2010 that's happening now. Okay. And it's not happening in a coincidence. It's happening on purpose. Okay. I think they want there to be, anti-vaxxers because you can never let a crisis go, unused, unexploited. And, they have to create enemies of the people. Okay.
Yeah.
Enemies of humanity. Okay. The vulnerability of the internet creates Wild West where no computer is left unmolested. Remember that lockstep and hack attack scenarios were written 11 years ago. As you look at the chronic ineptness of the Biden administration, you wonder how they could possibly be so incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
They're not incompetent people. They're doing exactly what was planned for them to do. Okay? So how could they write this hack attack and this lockstep 11 years ago? And we're living it right now. And they're not prophets, okay? They're people who the Rockefeller Foundation, of course, is part of the global elite. And this is the agenda that they were going to push. They want it to happen soon and fast. They want to shock us with it. They have so far. There is pushback. You can see giant demonstrations in Australia, France, Italy, Great Britain.
Yeah.
You even start to see some demonstrations in the United States. A lot of them, they're out there screaming F Biden and do not comply, you know, stuff like this. I've seen them in San Francisco. I've seen them in New York City. This is a skipping around on news sites, looking to see where they are. But the ones in France, the past weekend was the 10th weekend in a row where like a 500,000 French have gone out and protested the vaccine passports and all that stuff.
That's right.
In other words, people want everything to go back to the way it was before. And as I just read you, part of the plan is to never let things go back to the way that they were before. So just some words of advice to people is do not obey, do not comply, resist everything. Begin now, if you haven't already, to network so you can quickly set up a parallel economy. I mean, you're going to need goods and stuff. Start finding like-minded people and be prepared to set up your own economy, okay? Since you'll be excluded from the national economy. And one thing that I strongly suggest people do is whatever you do, don't do anything to get yourself arrested. If you get arrested, you will be forcibly vaccinated, okay? So you have to avoid arrest at all costs, okay? So it's like, well, how can you resist? How can you not comply? How can you disobey without getting arrested? Well, very easy. They just don't have the resources to go out and track everybody down. They don't have enough police to arrest. They don't have enough police to arrest people for crimes, let alone for not going along with the program. Okay, they're going to count on other citizens telling on you, informing on you. So I would advise, if you're talking to people who are vaxxed, just don't talk to them. Don't let them know what you're thinking. Don't let them know what you know. They're already vaccinated, so there's nothing you can do to help them. So there's no point in even talking to them, okay? Just, if you know somebody's a liberal, woke Democrat,
it's a very difficult thing. Very difficult thing for those of us who are not vaxxed, who understand, to find people who really are open to it or are already familiar with the idea that this is mass genocide and they don't want to participate, and that's okay. But it's hard to find people. You got to be real careful. Real careful.
Oh, yes. As of 3 years ago, the Army sent 60,000 people out from cybersecurity demand to, quote, infiltrate white nationalist groups and stuff, okay? So, you know, most of the patriot groups that I talked to, they suspended new members or new contacts like 2 to 3 years ago. If they didn't know you then, they're not going to talk to you now, okay? So that's going to make it a little bit difficult for you to get organized, to find like-minded people, okay? Because is this really a like-minded person, or is this an agent provocateur, you know? You have to question that. So, but you do have a group of people, everybody has a certain group of people that they have known for at least 3 years. And those are your go-to people. Find like-minded people that you already know. Okay, and then for the rest of us, we're just gonna. It's gonna get so bad at some point where it's gonna become sort of obvious who's on each side. Okay, because the unvaxxed will be jobless. They're gonna be outside the economy. They're gonna have to do something. Okay, in order to live and to survive. Okay. But you can do what the Chinese do, the revolution of apathy, of you know, just don't do anything. If you're living in some place and you can't pay for it, don't just move out. Make them kick you out. Okay, that takes some time and money to do that. Okay, so you know, it's like there are things that can be done. It's like the grocery store is a store, but you can go to these food banks and get free food. I mean, it's like, you know, this is something that you have to start thinking about now. Where am I going to get water? Where am I going to get food? Where am I going to get shelter? You know, you may have to scale down quite a bit. And like, instead of caviar, you may have to eat tuna fish. You know, so you may have to scale back on things. Your shelter may have to, I mean, there's books that teach you how to make shelters out in the woods and stuff. And going out in the woods and finding a place for you to kind of sit things out is a good idea if you live in the city. If you live in the country, you're kind of a step ahead already, because they're already in their plans. They're going to focus on cities. They're not going to be focusing on rural areas. So even if you live in a city, if they get the cities,
they don't care about the rural areas. If they control the cities, they control the matrix of the country, and the rest of it can just go to hell. They'll deal with that on an individual basis, or if anybody's dumb enough to try to go into the cities, they won't come out. It's obvious what the plan is. I just hadn't heard direct training reports about the border checkpoints and the forced vax. Wow. This is not, how can anyone in their right mind, if they have a right mind, think that this is actually a vaccine to make us safe from anything? There's no linear thought that would match up to that. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit it anywhere.
No, it doesn't. But see, they got us used to that, Jeff, because wearing a face mask protects you from nothing, and it protects other people from nothing. Standing 6 feet away from somebody does nothing. They spent a whole year getting you to do these stupid things, okay?
Right.
So what they were doing is exercises in obedience. Okay.
That's all it is.
That's all. Because there's no reason. There's no reason at all for this. I was with a friend in, I went to Phoenix to see a friend, and it was kind of late at night when I got there. So me and Pat Dollard, we went over to a, sushi place, and there's a young woman working there. And her grandmother had grown up when the communists took over. And she related to us that her grandma said that when the government starts telling you to do stupid things that make no sense, that's how you know that a totalitarian police state is coming.
Right.
That's the first thing that they do. Okay. And I just thought, well, your grandmother was very wise. You know, she gave you some good information. And
sure,
the young lady who was serving us said, well, you know, I see that happening right now here in America, you know. So I think we have this state of denial where we just don't think that it can happen here. Okay, well, of course it can happen here.
I've been
to many countries where they never dreamed that the disasters that befell them would befall them, but yet they did. Okay, America's been, it's had a long run of 250 years or something where, you know, we've had it good and everything, but you know, you have to wake up and realize that's over now. The Constitution is over. The Bill of Rights is over. All of it's over. Okay. Right now, the law is something that's used to manipulate the narrative. I mean, it's how many times have we talked about the FBI? Their very function is to manipulate the narrative. It's like they had the Olympic Committee. They had all these young women being molested by this doctor. They reported it to the FBI, and it's like this one woman said she told the FBI, reported everything to the FBI, and they didn't even write the report for 17 months. And when she read the report, it wasn't anything. It was a cover-up for the Olympic Committee and the doctor.
Uh-huh.
It was not her statement at all. So this is our FBI, okay? They're the KGB of America. Okay, so
Stasi.
You know,
Stasi.
Yep, Stasi.
Unbelievable.
So, you know,
Mitch,
it's just like
Mitch,
this is all real stuff.
This is, yeah. If you come up with any, if you talk to your military guys, this has all been printed out for them. They've got. Print forms, they've got booklets, they've got instructions. If somebody could snag one of those, that would be very helpful. Just keep that in the back of your head, if you would. I'd like to see it in print, too.
Yes, I'll tell you where a policy usually is in, I think it's FM, 100-5 field manual. That usually tells the current policy. Now, this flip all the time. So I've got everything from like the 1970 version to I think my last one was the 1995 version of that field manual. But that field manual tells you the types of wars that we're going to fight in and the types of training that we need to do. So it's what they call doctrine, okay, because the military has a doctrine to fight. So I will hunt for that. I will look and see if I can find some kind of hard copy.
That would be helpful to the cause. Thank you. That was, as always, superb information. We need to have it. We've got to be informed. And for those out there who care and who know where to look for it, we've got to make it available. Thank you, Mitch, as always.
You're very welcome.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Mitchell Henderson. All of his programs appear under his name and columnists, in case you want to pass any of them around. It'll be posted probably by tomorrow. Interstate checkpoints, forced vaccinations. Sounds almost like Australia. They're not quite there yet. Back in a minute with Erica. Hold on.